Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE, Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, it is April 5th, 2019, as we are continuing on our April Growth Series for the month of April, and I'm super excited. I'm geeked out of my mind in reference to all the things that we've done to help small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations across this country to help them build and grow their network in the area where they do business. But it's all about community connections and all about coming together as a unit, as an entity, to help each other grow in the communities where we are. And so this, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be a great topic that we're going to be talking about today. I've been asked this question over and over and over and over again. So I thought I'd thought about talking about it and giving you guys some top five internet marketing strategies for 2019. Although I know we're already in the fourth month of the year of 2019, 90 days have already done passed, and now we're getting ready to head toward the second quarter of the year. Every 90 days, ladies and gentlemen, you should be putting together some strong marketing campaigns for your business. Every 90 days, you should be putting together strong marketing campaigns that's going to last you for the next 3 months out. If you do this consistently, ladies and gentlemen, you will be able to measure exactly what worked, what didn't work, and what ways we can do to improve on the items that did not quite make it. So, with that being said, I'm super excited. And today, ladies and gentlemen, of course, this is a great day for everybody in marketing that's doing business today. And we have a lot of great topics, a lot of great opportunities to talk about here in reference to marketing your business, whether you have a brick-and-mortar location or if you have an internet business or both. You should be on the top cutting edge of your company and compared to your competitors in reference to the digital marketing strategies that you would need. Every year they talk about these changes and trends and everything should be changing over and over, but I'm going to share this with you, ladies and gentlemen. The truth is that companies do not need to chase trends to have an effective digital presence and to keep up with their competition, at least not every trend. However, ladies and gentlemen, marketers do need to keep a close eye on the landscape and adopt new ones. That's basically new strategies that's going to improve on what you currently are doing currently today. And the trends where it makes sense for the business, in 2019, ladies and gentlemen, we've seen rapid growth in the number of different strategies that's being used today. And some of those strategies have seen consistent growth for years. Others are new to the scene, are just beginning to get an ascension as to what they need to do in digital, in the digital world. The digital world is so complex sometimes because we always think about, well, what should I start off with my business? Based on your industry, based on the type of business you're doing, whether it's a product business or a service business or both, you have to decide what's going to be best suited for your type of audience that you're trying to reach. You have to understand that. Most of the time, my clients ask me questions like, Ed, what do I need to do to market my business? Or how do I need to grow my business on a regular basis? Well, let's take a look at the trends, the internet marketing strategies that have seen some rapid growth in 2019 and force companies to look in their direction is because they're knowing what they're talking about and they're doing something right. Well, let's go with strategy number one. I keep sharing this on the regular, inbound marketing. I want you guys to write that down. Inbound marketing is the bread and butter of what we do here at Global Touch Enterprise and, of course, what we do at GTE Professional Network Radio. In inbound marketing, the focus is placed on the content that is produced and the value that are that you're able to offer to your customers that won't change. So consistency, content is key. So inbound marketing, if you have a campaign that you're running, a strategy campaign that you're running, you want to do this consistently. The industry is moving in one direction, and it's toward higher levels of personalized content production, not away from it. So what that means is if the industry is moving in this one direction toward higher levels of personalized content production, personalized, of course, you have to make it suitable for each individual. It's customizing the content so that you can reach out to your target market of what it is they're looking for. And, again, you're satisfying three things in the marketplace, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about what people want, need, and can afford. Okay? So if you're doing that, you're going to be on the right track. Things that won't change in 2019, as more companies make the long-term commitment to producing more content and inbound marketing strategies, look for inbound marketing and related internet marketing strategies, an already large part of the online marketing industry, to continue to grow in 2019 and beyond. Why? Because this is where the traffic is. Look at the millions of people, billions of people who are on the line right now. So globally speaking, you're going to be able to reach people more than you would in traffic in brick-and-mortar locations. The traffic in brick-and-mortar locations are not as busy as the traffic we get online, as you already know. Video marketing is the strategy number two. I keep sharing this with everybody. If you have an interactive website and you don't have a video on there, you're missing out on this strategy. I've seen nothing but success from companies who have added a video marketing campaign on their website to draw traffic and get people to buy or purchase now. This is most important. For years, ladies and gentlemen, marketers have been waxing poetic over the future of video marketing. As high-speed internet and devices capable of streaming HD video becomes more commonplace now, populous, it makes sense for you companies, or all companies, would find new and innovative ways to leverage their medium for their own gain. If you understand that, you're going to great. You're going to grow tremendously. Now, that was in 2010, though. Here we are, 2019, and video marketing still looks poised for huge growth for this year and for 2020. The proof is in the pudding, ladies and gentlemen. Marketers are constantly prioritizing video content over other types of content. After watching that video, for 64% of users are more likely to buy a product online based off the video. Now you understand why I'm sharing with you that video marketing is going to be your key. So now that it's become integrated in most of the sites that we design here at Global Touch Enterprise, and then also, too, sharing it with other people, as the continued growth has really dumbfounded, YouTube has taken the charge of all of this because everybody has a YouTube channel. You got Facebook videos now. Instagram has jumped on the board. You know, you got messaging apps, you got podcasts, which we're doing here, internet radio, you got all kind of things that you can see and hear and listen to. Because now it's videoed. So when you look at that, over the years, for the past 9 years now, this has been coming. Video marketing works and works well if you implement it into your repertoire of business, so that way customers will know exactly what it is you do. Strategy number three. And if you understand growth hacking, basically paying attention to recent trends in the digital marketing industry, you probably have heard a fair amount about growth hacking. If you aren't aware of what growth hacking entails, I'll probably be quick to give you an explanation on it. So to give you a quick explanation on it, in growth hacking, every strategy you execute, tool you install, and technique that you use to gain traction is informed by your desire for growth. And also often in growth hacking, traditional processes take a backseat to results. Now, growth hackers view the digital landscape as a battleground and see their job as fighting in the battleground and rise above the competition at whatever the cost is. So basically, you know those pricing sites where you could bid, and of course the best bidder or whatever the best bidder wins, and whoever bids the most, they look at pricing on the sites and see, and they make calls to these company competitors to verify what the pricing is. And then they kind of chop it down. So that way they can get a better deal, you can give them a better deal, and that's what it's all about. It's all about creative marketing. There's nothing wrong with growth hacking because a lot of people do it. You know, it's all about the data. You know, how much data can I gather from my competitors and competition so I can see what they're doing so I can do something on a level that's better than that? Same thing with the chatbot marketing. If you haven't heard of that, it's an automation practice that is still relatively new to the digital marketing scene. Still, though, the strategy has too much potential and have received enough attention since last year, 2018, that we think that it should stand alone on its list. But it shouldn't, because of the fact Facebook has a chat box. Everybody has a chat box. And those chat bots basically go around looking around for information messages for your business that's a key to what buyers are looking for. And if a buyer is looking for something, that chatbot will basically find it, filter it out for you, and select your information to show them so that they can make a buying decision. Now, this trend of the chatbot is really new, but it's still a great opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, for your company to jump in on that level. Thus, the advertising that you notice that everybody's doing on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and all these other places, they're doing that so that way they can draw more traffic. And then the chatbots will basically give them all the buyers that's similar or looking for your particular product or service that you're providing in the marketplace. And when you get down to it, ladies and gentlemen, these trends are nothing but just continuing the growth process so that way your company can grow and be interactive on the website, meaning that people can schedule an appointment. They can also get in contact with you right away about the particular product. And then you're supposed to, of course, as a business owner, greet them and thank them at the end of the transaction that they make. And how many thank you letters or thank you have you sent out? How much goodwill have you thrown out there that's going to be coming back to you because you've helped some people get what they were looking for? Or giving the quality customer service so that way they don't just talk to anybody, but they're talking to the people who actually are concerned about their buying experience. So these are things, ladies and gentlemen, that we all need to think about so that way we can continue to grow on a regular, consistent basis. And so that's what I'm super excited about. When you talk about that, we also have what we call marketing automation, but that's another level, and we're not going to go into that too much. But marketing automation, of course, is in self-explanatory, basically having a strategy to basically do the digital marketing where you can continue to get information on a regular, consistent basis submitted to you, and all the prospects that you have that you're going to send out information on your product and service or promotion that you're running, you can continue to keep that ball rolling. So I'm really excited and super excited about that part, because this is what it was going to do to grow in the marketplace so that way we can continue to share with the customers or our prospects or our potential buyers the information so they can see us first before they see any of our competitors. You want to have first mover's advantage when it comes to that. And that's what it's really all about, first mover's advantage. That's the key. And as long as you keep that in focus, ladies and gentlemen, this is what you're going to need to do. But let me take a quick break. I want you to digest what I just said, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to play something for a bit, and then I'm going to be back to share with you some other tools and tips. Not only that, and some other opportunities that we got going on here at GTE Professional Network Radio. So, again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson, and I want you to take a quick break, and I'll be back in just a second. Show. Thank you all for tuning in again for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host again, Ed Peterson, and I'm going to tell you it's been a fun, pleasing pleasure working with you guys and sharing this information across the country for all small businesses, entrepreneurs, and of course, aspiring entrepreneurs who want to start their own business, who want to get in jump low of doing their own thing versus working with someone else, you want to kind of put together your strategy, your game plan, your business plan, your marketing plan, also your media kit and press kit, and then also your documentation, of course, which beats conversation. But you want to have your documents in play. If you have all of your documents in place, ladies and gentlemen, this will serve you as a great way to jumpstart your business on the right track, your business bank account, all the things that you need to continue to expand and grow. The formulation stage, ladies and gentlemen, still works in the three stages of building your business, your network. Once you're in the formulation stage, you're trying out to see exactly what's going to work and what's not. And then basically you're growing to learn more in the marketplace and also in the industry that you're working in. Whatever industry that may be, you want to be the master of that industry. You want to continue to grow and excel in that industry. And remember, this is a learn-as-you-earn business. Anything that you do, ladies and gentlemen, is learning and earning. So that way you know exactly what works, what won't work. And again, your goal is to build momentum in your business. Once you get the momentum phase of stage in your business, now you're really rocking and rolling. You got everything, all cylinders are turning, all wheels are spinning, and you want to make sure that you continue to keep it going no matter what. That is the focus. That is the goal, is to keep the business focusing, rolling, keep it forward, keep it moving forward. Interacting with your customers, drumming up new business, interacting with people. Let me share something with you, ladies and gentlemen. There's over 340 million people in the United States. All you need is 1%. Again, there's over 340 million people in the United States. All you need is just the 1%. That's it. Once you have that, you're good to go. So I just want to make sure you guys understand the strategies of what we're doing. And I want to give a shout-out, of course, to all of our businesses that we've been marketing campaigns for, London J. Distinguished Beard Care is out, up in one of the website is up. We've already finished that. You can always go and check on that site for the men who have what we call the Moses Beard Look. Well, I call it the Moses Beard Look. You want to look at that and check us out. And make sure that you get a chance to see exactly what we're doing on a regular basis with all the businesses that we're interacting with. And, of course, we have Global Touch Enterprise, my company. We have also adopted a new business venture. Of course, with globaltouche.iboomerang.com, we have a travel site, travel business, like Expedia, like Priceline, like bookings, where we can have same customers up to 70% off their bookings of their airfare, their hotel, and rental car. So we have that option now. Again, it's globaltouche.iboomerang.com. Yep, iboomerang.com. So that's just a notation for that, enough announcements of that. So this is the last announcement. We're going to be continuing on our growth. We're going to be in Chicago, Illinois on the 19th of this month, April, through the 25th. And we're going to be showcasing our business updates up there. We're going to do our show up there, actually, our radio show. So all of our radio listeners will be in Chicago on April the 19th through the 25th. So please believe, I want you to tune in as we're going to be talking with Chicago businesses, entrepreneurs up there in Chicago. We're in Houston, Texas, of course, but we're going to be up there to continue on our growth series for the month of April. And I'm really excited about the businesses that we've been able to help across this country, also the churches and nonprofit organizations that we've been able to help across this country. And I'm super excited about the network. How we've been building the network, how we've been continuing sharing the information on a regular, consistent basis. And ladies and gentlemen, this has been our seventh year since the show has been started in 2012 that we've been interacting with companies across this country to help them grow their network in the area where they do business. And that's our theme, ladies and gentlemen. Building networks and improving people's lives is my theme, and helping them as we help ourselves. And guys, we're all in this together. We're all in the same boat, but we all got to be pushing forward. We got to keep it moving. We got to keep it going. So I want to make sure that we continue to support each other in our communities, no matter what community you're a part of or where you are across this country. We want to continue to give the support to you and helping you build your network strong. And that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about growth. The most important commodity on the planet, again, ladies and gentlemen, is growth. I don't worry about nothing else. Nothing else matters but that. So you should be on that same level and that same gear point so that way you can continue to grow and grow strong. So that's what it's all about. I'm really thankful for this opportunity to share with you on my birthday, actually, this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. And again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson. And guys, I want to share this with you, last final thought, that in reference to growing your network, growing your business, and having an interactive website. Is, guys, if you have any questions or concerns or any ideas or topics that you want to go over, please let me know. Go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's www.globaltouchenterprise.net. And, guys, this has been a super exciting day as we close it out, as we continue on. Next week, again, we're going to be talking about more. We'll have a special guest on our show, too, as well, as we talk with other business owners, entrepreneurs across the country to see exactly what they're doing in the marketplace to continue to grow, continue to stay fast, unmovable, shaking in their ideas and their dreams so they can continue to make that happen, a reality for them. It's all about the results that you're getting, ladies and gentlemen, in your network, in your business, in your life, so that way you can leave a legacy behind for your children and your children's children, so that way you can continue to keep the ball rolling. So I want to thank you all for tuning in to this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson. And I'm going to say this, leaving thought, it's been a pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. That's from my brother, Les Brown. And, of course, again, guys, if you want to continue, I want you to continue to keep the faith and keep building the dream.
Bye.